Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, and today is the day that your life can actually change for the better. Listen, aren't you kind of tired of listening to the news and listening to all the bad news out there? I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in the nation that you probably have been tuning into, and maybe you're feeling a little disempowered, a little feeling of, what can I do to make changes in this world? How can I make this place a better world? I mean, we're listening to situations where people are being censored. People are wearing masks out running around jogging. People are still dying out there. They're worried about dying. We walk into grocery stores. Everybody's got masks on. Gosh darn, is this our new world? Is this the way it's going to be for you? Well, you know what? I've got two guests today that are going to give you some information to how to really empower yourself and take your business, your life, your family to the next level. You don't want to miss this show. I have legendary Dennis Waitley, who is one of America's most respected authors. He's a productivity consultant. He's been around since God was with us. Yes, he's been around with Zig Ziglar and Norman Vincent Peale, and Dennis is one of the founders, the pioneers of the movement of positivity in our world. Also, I have Cindy Dale. Cindy's written 27 books. She's all about energy medicine. You want to know how to increase your energy, increase your longevity? Listen into her. It's going to be an incredible show. Listen, I want to talk to you about the three steps that you can do right now to really empower yourself. But before I do, I want to take a quick break and give one of my sponsors a shout out.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
So are you in a place where you're feeling a little disheartened as what's going on? That you don't have to. That's all I can say. You don't have to. Let me give you three steps that you can do today to really take your life to the next level. First of all, this is what I've been doing for decades. It's seeking the truth. But what the heck does that mean? Everybody says that. Go seek the truth. What is that? Well, the truth has to do with your life purpose, who you are. What are you about? What is the legacy that you're going to leave here? When you start to connect with your values, connect with who you are at the core of who you are, all of a sudden you can start to see things that you've never seen before because you're seeing things from the eyes of truth. I encourage you to do that. Step two, be courageous. Why don't you ask this every day? If I was courageous, what are the three steps I would do today? Be courageous. Think about the way that you can bring that ferocity with inside of you out so that you can start to make the changes you need to in your life. And the last step that I'll just give you a little tip, be relentless. Really? I mean, if you got a goal, you got a dream, you got something that you've wanted to do, COVID came along and shut everything down for you. So what? It's time to step back into that and be relentless. So I hope you'll do that. All righty. Well, listen, I have a legend with me today. His name is Dennis Waitley. He's one of America's most respected authors, keynote lecturers, and productivity consultants on high performance human achievement. He has inspired, informed, and challenged and entertained audiences for over 35 years, from locker rooms to boardrooms. Over 10 million of us have bought his audio programs in 14 different languages. Dennis Waitley, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here, man.
Thank you, Ken. It's great to be with you.
You know, it's a challenging time for people right now. They really are going through lots of problems, lots of challenges. What's your message for people today?
Well, the most important thing is I wrote my best work at the worst of times. So in the worst of times, you have to be at your best, because when things are going well, we take for granted that things are going well. So the best advice I have is bring your A game right now. Use fear as an alert mechanism, but not as an alarm. The fear that you're feeling is real, but make sure that it just keeps you alert, focused, clear, especially clear-headed, and be part of this solution. Instead of parroting the problem, we know what the problem is. Be part of the solution and pass on good news, because bad news already sells.
I love that. Well, you know, part of the problem that I see is that there's a lack of, wisdom out there right now. It just seems like common sense is uncommon. How do people tune back into their own wisdom, their own power, and be able to make the choices that they need to for their life?
Well, the most important thing, of course, is like you said in the beginning, dust off your childhood, dust off your past, and cling to those values that are your why. In other words, what turns you on? What is your passion? Chase your passion, not your pension. I know most people are just trying to stay above water, but dig deep inside. This is the time to look inside. Look at your core. Look at you with what you would do just for food. What would you do if you could do, if it weren't for time, money, or circumstance, what would you do with your life, and then start doing it? Maybe this is a wake-up call to go back inside, take a good look at where we're coming from in the way of core values, and use those values that are inside rather than what's happening on the outside of the world. You are not a thermometer. A thermometer reflects the external. You are a brilliant thermostat, and what you get is what you set. So set those values inside of you at the highest level possible, and make sure you turn it on now, because when things are going bad, that's when I need to bring my A game to the table. And that's what I'm doing every day. I'm saying, what can I do in my world with my family and my life to make things better for me and you?
You know, that's really a message of hope, because I think there are a lot of people right now that have lost their jobs. They just went away. And there's other companies, of course, that are thriving. They're doing great. And they might even be coasting. But I love the fact that you're saying, you know, let's go within. Let's look at what's inside of us. What is inside of people, Dennis? You've been doing this for a long time.
But what's inside of people is a magnificent dream for something better. In fact, the Statue of Liberty beckoned all the immigrants to come in, because they said, bring me your tired, your hungry, your destitute. And the torch was inviting people in, because she had chains at the bottom of her feet. She welcomed in the immigrants, and the immigrants came in believing that here was a place where if you work really hard, do your best, you could rise above your circumstance. So what we have inside is this desire to be better, the desire to make a difference, the desire to have life better for everyone as a result of us walking during this brief time. So this is the time to dust off your big why. And for me, it's to plant shade trees for future generations under which I myself will never sit. So I'm a gardener that's planting shade trees, and I won't sit under them in the future, but knowing that what I'm doing is planting some seeds gives me the reason for wanting to live and wanting to thrive instead of just survive.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that aspire to have a better life. They aspire to make changes in the world. They aspire to help others, but it's just an aspiration. They never get there. What tips can you give for people that are just they aspire to these great things, but they're not doing what they need to do? How do they start to use the mind in a different way?
Well, I think the most important thing is to realize that you never make a future decision. You only make a current decision that impacts your future. So in this minute, the only moment over which you have control, you decide to do something. So my mantra is stop stewing and start doing. Get up out of your chair and do something. Don't put it on layaway. Don't live on someday aisle. Someday aisle is safely procrastinated in the future. It's a magical island. And you never get there because it's always in the future. So TNT, today, not tomorrow. Make sure that what you're doing is I see it, I think it, I do it. Remember, when we start to do anything new, we don't do it well. Be willing to risk looking foolish, being foolish with new technology, with doing virtual programs, writing your book. Start writing your book. Write your book. Don't put your book on layaway. It's just a book. It's not a Picasso. So stop waiting for the perfect moment in time. But what you do today will put you forward. I always ask somebody who wants to be a rock star, where are you singing now? And they said, well, I can't because I got the job. I got to make some money. I said, no, I understand that. What are you doing in prime time? What are you doing in the evenings? What are you doing in the only time you have to work on you for your passion? That's when you should start living. Stop watching other people making money, having fun on television, instead of watching other people live in prime time, instead of watching in prime time.
I love that. Okay, listen, I got to take a break. When I come back, you are a student of history. You have been around for a while. And I want to ask you what your point of view is on what's happening right now and what should we be aware of and what steps should we be taking right now. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. All righty. Well, listen, I want to talk to you a little bit about a book I have coming out right now. It's called The Courage to Change Everything. It's daily strategies and essential wisdom to awaken your inner genius. So if you're a person that is applying what we're talking to about today, then this is something that you may want to pick up, because I'll tell you what, every day is a day of opportunity. But if you're not taking that opportunity every day, then what's happening is you probably have symptoms in your life that you're looking at. Maybe your relationship isn't where you want it. Maybe the finances aren't there. Maybe the job is not the job you want. Maybe you're in a place where you don't feel connected. You're feeling empty and spiritually drained. Those are symptoms that you need to reprogram your thinking and start to bring in some more wisdom and understanding and take some specific actions. That's what the program, that's what the book is all about. It's called The Courage to Change Everything. You can get it at couragetochange.us. That is couragetochange.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
I need to maintain healthy glucose levels so I can live normally and still enjoy my day-to-day life. Kirlin is a 100% natural supplement that helps me do exactly that. Kirlin promotes healthy glucose levels, energy, sleep, and proper body function. I try to make the right choices, but Kirlin keeps me controlled even if I indulge in a naughty treat here and there. It's how I plan to stick around for my family.
Get $20 off Kirlin. Visit KuraLife.com and use coupon code COURAGE.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, your host. I'm with legendary author, speaker, a man who's inspired millions of people around the globe. He's written 20 nonfiction books, including some of the international bestsellers, Seeds of Greatness, Being the Best, The Winner's Edge. Dennis Waitley's with me today. Dennis, history. What can we learn from history here? What's going on today?
Well, I'll tell you, it's the most important subject for me and my family. I've been studying history, and about every 200 or 300 years, there's a turnover. And it seems like it's like the seasons. It's just like winter, spring, fall, summer. Here's what happens. You get highly motivated spiritually and inside to be somebody, to make something yourself. And you find a way to work really hard. And the harder you work and the more you believe in your dream, you begin to get abundance, and abundance feels so good, and you're feeling good about life and yourself. You're working hard. You're making money. You're feeding your family. And then something happens. We fail to pass on to the next generation what it took to get what we had. So we forget what it took because we want our children not to have to suffer the same kind of work that we had. We make it easier for our children. We don't give them early responsibilities. And we try to help them as much as they can so they don't feel upset and they don't have to go through challenges. That's natural. What happens then, unfortunately, though, is we become complacent and we rest on our laurels. It's like winning the Super Bowl and then looking at the ring that you've won and feeling that you're always going to be there. Complacency then leads to apathy, and you don't try as hard because you figure it's always going to be that way. Complacency leads to entitlement. Believing you're entitled to be successful because you're an American, you live in this country, you're a winner. And then, of course, entitlement leads to dependency. And at that point in time, when more people depend on the public treasury or somebody else, whether it's an organization, an institution, a government, when more people are asking for help and needing help to make it than they're able to do for themselves, then it flips over. And we become incarcerated again by being dependent on an institution or government for our daily life. And we end up in the same place we were when we wanted to break out. No society has ever survived its own success. And I think we're at the most important tipping point in history, in America for sure, whether we have to decide whether we're going to let somebody else create utopia, whether we're going to follow the Marxism or the Bolshevik revolution, and whether we're going to be somebody that's each according to his own needs instead of each according to his or her own belief systems, core values, and work ethic. I think we need a meritocracy. We need to achieve on our own merits, and diversity needs to be something that we have inside rather than what we see with our eyes, because the diversity of one's background and upbringing is what we bring in this marvelous brain of ours. So I think what's happening for me is I see more people wanting somebody to take care of them than they want to be able to earn it and do it themselves. They're looking for entitlement. I'm hoping that we go for empowerment, because the power from within is the greatest feeling of all, the feeling that I choose to be who I am for my own choices and taking responsibility for the outcome. I think we need to take more individual responsibility for our outcomes and not leave it to institutions, local governments, national governments, and big business, because we're the ones that make it happen.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I think we need to empower individuals and stop empowering institutions, quite frankly. I think we have, this isn't a political show, but it's what we're talking about, you know, what you're talking about is dear to my heart. And I know it's dear to a lot of my listeners' heart, and that is personal responsibility. How we can take back and really start to become responsible for what is going on in our world. Now, without personal responsibility, I don't think you have anything. What's your thought on that, Dennis?
Well, I feel the same way, and I'm apolitical. I've learned a long time ago that I don't use the pulpit for political reasons or for ideology. I'm not a Republican, Democrat, or I'm an independent thinker who goes with core values and issues. I vote issues and not anger. So I don't hate anyone. I don't have a hateful feeling. But what I believe in is taking personal responsibility. For example, life is not accountable to us to give it meaning. We're accountable to life to give it meaning. And when Viktor Frankl wrote Man's Search for Meaning, he gave me some very interesting advice. He said that when you take your last piece of bread and decide whether to eat it or whether to share it with somebody who needs it more than you, you will live longer with more purpose by sharing your bread with others, by helping others, by having a why that is giving and creating rather than looking for what's in it for me. That's the important thing. So I think being able to say and look in the mirror, yes, Dennis, it's you after all, isn't it? You've made the choices. Every choice that you make has a responsibility for the outcome, a logical consequence or reward. So I believe in the unfailing boomerang, not just the law of attraction, not just the law of cause and effect, but everything I think and everything I do has a consequence or reward. And those who are willing to take accountability and responsibility for the outcome of their lives will be the ones that have the richest and best freedom of life. So freedom of choice. The astronauts used it. The prisoners of war I dealt with, the prisoners of war said what they missed most was freedom of choice. They couldn't go outside. They couldn't say anything. They couldn't do anything. All they could do was think. So they were busy doing within while they were doing without. The word discipline means disciple and to learn. And we have to decide which disciples we listen to create our future, and be very careful who you pick as your role model, because big media, big government, big corporations, and big data all want the outcome to be the same. They want to be in control of your life so that they can have the power over you. What you want to do is get the power back by making individual choices that benefit you and others. And remember, when you're helping someone else, you'll live a lot longer and a lot healthier when you're just living selfishly for you.
God, what wise words. I love that. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And when we do, I want to take a little deeper dive into service. I love what you said about that. I want to talk about that. We'll be right back.
Are you out to make a difference? Do you need results? Wasabi Publicity is the perfect PR team to help you take your message to the next level. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for innovative practices, Wasabi works with authors, speakers, and organizations committed to doing good in the world. Wasabi believes conversations change the world. Stories you share shape how you think, feel, act, and how you experience life. Ask yourself if your website, social media, and PR coverage reflect the stories you wish to share in the world. Are you making the difference you want to make? Do you have the results you wish to have? Kendi Foster, Voices of Courage radio show host, says Wasabi is the best in the business, period. Schedule a complimentary PR consultation with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber at publicityresults.com.
All righty. Well, if you are a woman entrepreneur, pay close attention. There is an organization that's been around since 1991, and the Women's Wisdom Organization has been helping entrepreneurial women to grow their businesses and grow their lives. This month, they're focusing on helping women to pivot their businesses, and they're bringing in one of the top women business speakers in the nation to help you do that. I believe it's Lisa Nichols. And if you want to find out more about this organization, just go to womenswisdom.net. Again, womenswisdom.net, and join the group of women entrepreneurs that are really making a difference in this world. I want to just thank you for tuning into the show today. And for those of you that are new to the show, you can find all of our replays at voicesofcourage.us. That's voicesofcourage.us. I hope you'll check us out. Also, if you're listening now on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or YouTube, I hope you give us a like and subscribe to us. We'd love to have you as a subscriber, and we'll bring you these positive messages every week to you. Isn't it inspiring to open up your life and to feel that energy of what we're talking about today, to really know that there is hope, that you can take your life to the next level? That's what we're all about. I hope you'll tune into us. Well, we're back. I'm talking with Dennis Waitley, who is one of America's most revered authors. He's one of my revered authors. He's the guy with his program way back when called The Psychology of Winning that started me on a path of being able to use the mind in a way to generate success in all areas of my life. So it's great to have you here, Dennis. Dennis, let's talk a little bit about service. You've just touched on that. That piece that motivates people to actually have meaning in their life. What do you mean by that?
Well, when you take someone else responsibility for, let's say it's your kids, you take responsibility for a child, you take responsibility for an aging parent. In fact, that's happening more all the time. When you take personal responsibility for helping other people and make their lives better, you're not only making their life better, but you're making yours better. And it gives you a why, a cause for living, because everyone wants to feel needed, loved, affiliated, and important. And the most important thing you can do is be a servant leader rather than a status seeker. If you're a status seeker, then you'll be interested in the number of Facebook hits you have, the number of people you have following you. And you'll make your whole life about who's interested in you. In other words, you'll be a selfie. But instead of turning the camera in on you, turn your vision outward on what you can do to help other people. And you'll find being a servant leader instead of a status seeker will make you a lot healthier, a lot happier than if you're just trying to be number one to somebody. One of the problems we have is we live in a virtual world, and virtual reality does become reality. Because we can't tell the difference between what we internalize through repetition. That's why I caution you. Be careful who your role models are. We learn by observation, imitation, and repetition. And everything you'll ever be is who you watch, who you listen to, what you read, what you observe. So make sure that your role models are people that have been serving other people with value. That's what I look for. A gardener who is interested in planting a good garden, not because he's going to enter it into the show and get a blue ribbon, but because he has a passion for gardening and doing beautiful things that help other people. That's the way the people that I know live, and they live a lot longer, they live a lot healthier, and they're a lot happier.
That's awesome. Well, listen, you have worked with Olympic athletes. You worked with the Apollo astronauts. You worked with sales achievers, governments. What do the top people in those fields have in common? What do they have in common?
Well, they have courage, and courage is preparation. When you know what you're doing, what you know where you're going, you have a little GPS system. You know where you are. You know where you want to go. And you trust the GPS system by putting in preparation. Courageous people are prepared to die going to the moon. prepared to be in a prisoner of war camp, prepared to fail at that one moment during the Olympic Games. So the Olympians are busy doing within when they're doing without. And they are rehearsing every minute of their lives what to do next time. And the incredible thing that these people have in common is they realize that the mind can't tell the difference between simulated reality and reality. Everything that you think of and think about and do inside is stored as reality and is able to come back to you. In other words, you pre-play the future in your brain. And brain training and brain rewiring takes place because habits are not broken, they're replaced. And habits are done by observing, by imitating, by internalizing, and repeating. So whatever you're doing in life, the people that I know who are successful are masters at simulation. The Olympians, 1,200 days of practice, most of it mentally. It's only some of it on the field, but in your mind, you never fall. In your mind, you never miss. So you want to pre-play the success that you want as if you're doing it through your own body, your own eyes. So I think doing within when you're doing without, realizing that habits are replaced over time, give yourself 6 months of positive internalizing of good stuff. And I mean, where do you want to go? What color is it? What does it taste like? What does it feel like? Use your five senses and start doing within when you're doing without. And you will find that your brain is a GPS system that when you crank in the destination and where you are, it will take you there in the most incredibly magical way. That's the way the mind works for people who are optimists. Optimists know where they're going and they get there. Pessimists dwell on the problem and it magnifies. A goal is a dream with a deadline, as Zig Ziglar probably said, and a fear is a goal in reverse. Whatever you dominate your thoughts in will manifest in some way. That's the most important thing that I've learned.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, you know, one thing I didn't ask you and I wanted to ask you was, what was your definition of courage? How do you define it?
My definition of courage is when they ask you to defuse a bomb and you go up there with this, shall we say, robot, and you're behind it and you know there's a white, red, yellow, and green wire. And if you cut the wrong wire, it will explode and do terrible harm and will kill you. But you're courageous when that's your passion to help other people and when you're well prepared. When you're prepared for any alternative, like an astronaut trains for 3 years in a simulator, going through all the possibilities and if then, what if, doing within. And courage to me is having a game plan where you have alternatives, where you have, if this doesn't work, I'll do this. And you're prepared for any eventuality. In other words, you expect the best, you're prepared for the worst, and you expect to be surprised every day. That's a courageous person. And you're willing to step up to the plate no matter how it looks, because winners are beginners. You look foolish when you're doing something new. We all look awkward. Be willing to be a fool in the eyes of others and stay true to your values.
I love it. Man, I could go on with you for the next hour and a half, but unfortunately, I'm out of time right now. I hope you'll come back and revisit this again, Dennis. Thank you so much. Again, Dennis, if they want to connect with you, where should we direct our audience right now?
Probably just DennisWhateley.com or go to me on Facebook, look at Dennis Whateley's official page and join our group called Winning for Life. But we're there on Facebook. And Ken, I want to thank you very much. You have a tremendous message, a tremendous outreach. And I think courage to you is just exactly what you're doing, the courage to help people to change for the better by doing within. And I'm telling you, life is a do it to yourself, do it for others, do it with God project. So make sure that what you're doing is doing instead of stewing. And don't let other people pull your strings. Pull your own string for the future.
It's an important message. All right, I got to take a break, and we'll be right back with my next guest, Cindy Dale. Cindy's an international renowned author, speaker, energy healer, and also she is an amazing person that has this mindset that you want to learn. You want to learn what she has in her mind. We'll be right back.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Hi, Kendi Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm so pleased to have my next guest on the show. Her name is Cindy Dale. She's an international speaker, a renowned author. She's an energy healer, and she has authored 27 books, helped countless thousands of individuals to change their thinking, change their health, change their vitality, change their energy, and tune in to that infinite power that lies within them. Cindy, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you're with me.
I'm very happy to be here. And it was lovely to follow Dennis, too. I feel full of excitement and go-get-it energy.
Well, let's you are the go-get-it girl, but you know, you talk a lot about you know, the crippling fear that is really, you know, I see it when I go to the market. I can look in people's eyes. I'm empathic. I feel their energy. I go, "Oh, I feel so sad for you. You're upset. You're worried. You're really concerned about your life." How do people get over this stuff?
Well, first they have to acknowledge that they're caught in fear. I think that's the most important place to start. And I never shame people for being in fear because it's a scary time. But I like to expand them from that point, because instead of just thinking of it as a scary time, what if we could think of it as a time of extremes? And when we're under extreme pressure, when there's a lot of extremes happening, we need to get extreme. I'm with Dennis on that. I'm with you on that. That's when we do courage. That's when we do truth. That's when we start to get relentless. And it helps to kind of understand how we're made. We're not dissimilar from the old caterpillar butterfly kind of story. When we're cocooned, when there's a lot of pressure around us, like the caterpillar, everything starts to get destroyed. So we have destructive energetic forces that are at play right now. So you know what I'd say? Let them work. when that caterpillar's in the cocoon, 95% of its cells are absolutely destroyed. So we want to destroy what our fears are about. We want to dust them off, as was said earlier. We want to relentlessly and ruthlessly, you know, go into where they come from, what they're about, and what they might be able to teach us. Because the opposite of destruction is the construction. That's what we get when we're the butterfly. Because when everything's washed away in that caterpillar, 5% of the cells are left. I love what they're called. They're called imaginal cells. I mean, that's what's left is our imagination, our hopes, our spirit, our dreams. We pin our wings on the dreams and then we prepare to fly, and we fly when we're ready to fly. That's the nature of energy. We can do what we want with it. We can destroy with it, but we have to choose what to destroy. We can create with it, but we have to choose what we're going to create. Can we stop creating more fear? Can we start creating more dreams and then actions? They can be slow. I don't care how slow somebody takes action. They can be internal actions. Sooner or later, they have to be external too.
Yeah. You know, I had a monk that I was working with one day, and he came in and he did some muscle testing on me. And for the audience that doesn't know that, you're basically using your body to tune into the energetic fields to see whether or not something's true for you or not. And he said, go ahead and think about something that you're really upset or angry about, right? And I did. And he tested me, and he tested how far my energetic field was going out. It went out about 15 feet. That's it. Then he said, think of your power, your passion, your purpose, why you're here on this planet. And he tested me again. It went out like 350,000 miles. Okay. So you can't get to that place when we're in fear, right? When I was angry or fearful, thinking about that place, you know, it's designed that way. You don't have much influence when you're in that state. Is that right?
It's right. Well, fear has a message. Fear's not bad. If we don't listen to it, that's when it becomes destructive and not healthy destructiveness. Because the message of fear is you're not safe, or you're not perceiving yourself as safe. So if you're scared, figure out, am I not safe? Maybe I am, but I don't know it. But if I'm not safe, what am I going to do? Am I going to move forward, backward, or to the sides? But once we've adjusted, then we need to let go of the fear. We can literally use the energy of fear more as a compelling energy. I mean, that's the rocket fuel. That's the energy that can say, okay, now I'm going to drive. Now I'm going to figure out where it is I'm uniquely supposed to go. I think a lot of us, especially during this time, need to also know that we want to be elected to the emerging committee. I mean, do we want to go back? I don't want to go backward. I don't want things to be the same that they were. I don't need them to be the same that they were. I'd rather see what we can do. What can we do with the earth? What can we do post-pandemic? What can we do with technology? What can we do with heart and soul? So I think it's more exciting to drive forward than to try to move ourselves backward.
Well, I do too. And I do believe this can be the age of the entrepreneur. It can be the age of creativity and opening up our passion and purpose. It can be that age if we learn our lessons. If we don't learn our lessons, then I think, like Dennis said, we are subject to go backwards into a probably a pretty fearful place for a lot of people. But eventually we'll come out of it. That's my belief. But let's talk about, fears like, a lot of times they're triggered by old stuff, subconscious stuff inside of us, right? Old traumas, dramas lie deep in us. So let's talk a little bit about that. And how might somebody like clear that stuff out so they're not living their life from that point?
So again, fear, if it's originating in the body, is just saying you need to do something to be safer. It might be quitting the job. It might be shopping at this grocery store rather than another. But if you take an action and the fear is still there, that's not healthy fear. It's either old fear or not your fear. So because I work with energy, most energy, 99.999% of energy, is invisible. And a regular scientist, not just a quantum physicist, will tell you that. You take an object, 99.99% of it is subtle. It's not physical. So most of what feeds our fear, most of what causes scary feelings is the invisible stuff. And I believe at least 80% of that isn't really even our own. So there's three main sources of fear that constrain us or freeze us or keep us from being who we are. One is trauma that we've gone through, stress that gets kind of immortalized in our body. We need to heal that. We need to free ourselves up, because when we go through a trauma and we don't recover from it, we don't move on, we stay stuck in time. I mean, in the energy world, we talk a lot about time, and time's sort of not just now, it's then and it's the future. But if you've frozen backward in time, there's energy in that traumatized self that's not available to do what you need to do now or to create and plan the future that's optimum. So heal it, focus on it, ask if a fear is yours, go into it, be gentle, be calm, but deal with it. But besides that, there's two other sources of fear that most of us don't know. About 14 generations of your ancestors' memories are around your genes. It's called the epigenome pool. It's a chemical soup that holds literally your ancestors' memories. So you could think of it like all your grandmas and all your grandpas are inside of you. So when you get scared, is it you or is it their Memorex? I mean, when we first went into lockdown, I was panicked about food. I'm like, Cindy, you got canned beans, you got rice. There's grocery stores, there's Amazon, goodness sakes. And I sat down and I thought, that's not real. That's my grandparents. They were in the Depression. There wasn't any fear. And God knows those Norwegians going back in time, you know, when the fish weren't, you know, popping into the boat or whatever. That's a big second part of fear, Ken.
Right. And
then the other part is what we're taking in from other people. So you can walk into the grocery store and you're fine. And then you're a puddle. You don't have boundaries. They're called energetic boundaries. You're absorbing what's not yours, and that'll just fell you unless you can say, not mine. I can't process what's not mine. I'm not going to go there. I bless them, send them love, stay in your own world. Three sources.
Well, okay. That's easier said than done. I know that my wife can walk in the room and say something and you know, well, she's not maybe feeling really great. And I take that on almost instantly. How do we stop that stuff? I'm sure that's a good example for a lot of you guys out there.
A lot of the guys and a lot of the gals, because I'm still this sort of human sponge. I went to, for instance, my youngest son pitches baseball and we've had some games. Yay. Finally, I went to the Friday night game and I'm sitting there and my gut just turns inside out. I'm like, why am I scared? Sure, I'm in charge of the technology, which is sort of scary, to be honest. You know, the video, the radar gun, the this and that. But like, I'm not standing on that mound. So I'm bringing all his fear into my stomach. You know, and I had to say, no, that's not going to be helpful. So the first thing is recognizing it's not mine. You don't really want to picture yourself shoving it back at the person, because then you're starting to play football. Right? Back and forth, back and forth. But if you know that it's not yours, I do a couple really simple techniques. I picture gold energy. I like gold. In my world, gold is about God power. It's sort of the highest type of energy that there is. When you work with it, it produces the effect that's the highest for everybody. So I wash myself with gold. I've taught, you know, baseball pitchers to do it. I wash it with gold. I ask that whoever's energy this is, whoever's feelings, you know, these are, that they're dealt with in a good way, fill myself up. The second really easy energy technique, people go, oh, this is like way too easy. And it's supposed to be, is the more I radiate from my core, the more I know that I'm made out of light and sound like everybody, but I'm a really unique set of lights, colors. I'm a really unique concerto. And if I can sense and feel that anywhere inside of myself, and I just let myself bring it out, emanate, radiate, that's protection. It's like the sun. When the sun beams, ain't nothing getting into the sun. I'm sorry. You can have a NASA spaceship going toward the sun and it's burned out before it gets anywhere near the core. I think the same way. I mean, we model after nature. If I'm beaming myself, am I being myself? You know, chances are what's not me, it might impact me, but in a way that brings compassion. or power or a reaction that's positive. But certainly, it's not going to.
So what a good question to ask is, is this my energy? Is this someone else's, something else's energy? Right. You know, that question you probably heard before. I love that. By the way, I got to take a break. When I come back, I'm going to talk about this book right here. Oh, yeah, I'm going to flash it on the screen again. All right. Energy healing for trauma, stress, and chronic illness. We're going to be taking a break. We'll be right back and we'll bring that book up and we'll talk about it. All right. Okay, well, we are back. And I'm with international renowned author, speaker, and energy healer, Cindy Dale. She does have a new book out. We do want to talk about that book. The book was just released, I think, in July. Is that correct?
It is. Just came out.
Okay, great. Energy healing for trauma and stress and chronic illness. Why would somebody want to read that book?
Because a lot of people have trauma. And you know what? I'm a believer in therapy. I love going to healers. But sooner or later, it's like we were talking about earlier, Dennis was talking about, you need to take responsibility for how you're reacting and what's causing you to react. So this is a book that explains what happens biologically, chemically, and in the subtle realm when you're traumatized or stressed, and gives you tools to help you not just recover, but become more than you've been.
Okay, I like that. And as a result of reading that, what do you think will happen for your readers? What do you think what's the possibility for them?
How about freedom from the past? Maybe joy, maybe new choices. Is perception. Things are always about perception. If you're stuck in your past, you're going to perceive through those lens. But I don't believe history actually ever does repeat itself. I think cycles do, but every single moment is a brand new moment. But if you're seeing each moment the way that they were, you're just going to make the same choices. So if you see things different, feel things different, you can step forward and create something different.
But how do we change our perception? Because listen, I believe, you know, even having you on my show, you know, talking about energy healing, there's a whole group of people that are still out there thinking that it's all 3D. You know, if I can't see it, taste it, touch it, smell it, feel it, it doesn't exist. So how do we help people to change their perception that, well, wait a second, this is real, and this, you can actually change your complete body, mind, soul, spirit by using these techniques?
Well, I think we start with science, and because a lot of skeptical people don't really understand, nor do they go look for the science of quantum physics, of subtle energy, of the meridians. There's an awful lot of science that's saying, you know what, we do give off energy fields. There's lots of science that will show you pictures of your energy field that will show you, hey, when you have a positive mood in your heart, your energy field measurably, not just with energy, you know, kind of subtle tools, but real tools goes farther. And other people around you get more positive and more can do. When you're negative, guess what? The body suffers. You get more stressed. Your health goes down. People don't like you as much and you make less money. I say start with the science. I'm not against science. People think because I'm intuitive or use intuition, I'm sort of wacko. And, you know, it's like there's an awful lot of common sense to energy, subtle energy, and intuition. And there's also a lot of science behind it.
Well, you know, intuitive people can drive me a little nutty sometimes. And me being intuitive, I drive others a little nutty because you have a knowing and you'll say, well, I know it's this way. Turn left and you'll avoid all the traffic on the freeway and you'll be driving going, no, I can't do that. I want to go straight. It'll probably, you'll say, go left. And finally the person says, oh, okay, I'll go left, and you miss it all. How do you develop that intuitive wisdom? That's what I want to know.
We all have it. it's kind of about figuring out your style. You're either going to be mainly physical, like you sense things in your body, emotional, you feel people's feelings, knowing, you get knowings, maybe visual, you get a lot of pictures. You can see them with your eyes too. I mean, billboards talk to people all the time. Or verbal, you get messages that pop in. But to your point, I do think we intuitive people have to have something called boundaries. Also, I mean, my kids would never talk to me if I were to constantly share what my knowing was about them. So I don't push it down people. If they come for a session, I use it. Otherwise, it's sort of an as need to know, except I'll tell you, my oldest son, he's not really that much into all this. He sort of is. He sort of isn't. My youngest has figured out it makes his baseball pitching better. So he thinks it's a winner.
And you need, so you need to have the older one listen to the interview with Dennis Waitley a little earlier here.
But you know what got him? He's living with his girlfriend, amazing woman, 6 years, about a year ago, year and a half ago. I started shipping them really high-end kitchen equipment. I just had this feeling they need kitchen equipment. They lived in a very tiny place. I thought, you know, they'll sooner or later buy a house. They need kitchen equipment. So there were no notes attached. And my son texted me after a few days and he goes, did you send us this red waffle? This and that was really expensive. I go, yeah. He goes, how'd you know? I go, what do you mean? How'd I know? He goes, how'd you know? We just looked at that a week ago, but we didn't have the money to buy it. I said, you know, mom's got to have her secrets. So use your intuition wisely.
I love that story. That's great. Okay. We got 2-3 minutes here. I want to delve into that book a little bit more. First of all, how can people get the new book, Energy Healing?
Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. I don't think many of us are going to bookstores yet. So Amazon, press the button and it's on there.
Okay, great. And you've got the platform right now, and I want to know what your message to the world is right now. What is it that you want? If you could just tell the whole world one thing, what would that be?
I'm going with your message said my way, which is this is the time for courage. I'm back to, we have these polar energies like fighting with us, but we're really fighting them, destruction. And construction or creativity, you know what? Let go of what you're ready to let go of. Just be done with it. Be sort of ruthless right now. And then get on with the creation. You're going to feel better. Your body's going to feel better. That subtle energy, that's 99.99% of your energy, is actually going to not just move you forward. But you know what? Like attracts like. If you're, and that's an energetic, not secret. If you're being positive, if you're aiming for gold, if you're lighting your light, you're going to get attracted to you what you need. You're not going to have to do all the work. You're going to get the steps opening up. Remember the Indiana Jones movie, the one where he knows he has to step over the crevasse and then the bridge will appear? So don't be foolish. Don't just step off a cliff. I mean, make sure you're intuitively focused on where to go and take your steps.
I just love that. Okay. Take your steps. You know, you've heard it. You've heard it in so many different ways today. What a great message. Thank you, Cindy, for being here. Cindy, I hope you will come back also. I love your message. I like what you're doing. You're positive. You're upbeat. You got it together. And being a mom, raising kids, doing what you're doing in this time, my hat's off to you.
Thank you.
You got double and triple loads next to some of us guys. So
I'll come back. I'd love to. Fun.
Okay. All righty. Well, listen, I want to thank everybody for joining me today on the show. If you are a individual that you are finding your voice and you want to step into that voice in a greater way, I encourage you to go to my site, go to kendfoster.com and sign up for a session with me. Let's talk about what you need to do next to take your life, your business to the next level. That's what I do. I've been doing it for 26 years. I'm pretty good at it. Most people tell me I'm brilliant at it. But whatever it is, it's not about me. It's about you. It's about you taking your life and really making something really great of it. Right now is the time. I think Dennis Waitley said, you know, he wrote his greatest work during one of the Great Depressions, recessions, I say. And, you know, that work sold millions and millions of copies. So I'll tell you, you know, now is the time to do your work and get yourself in the world. I hope you'll take me up on it again, kendfoster.com. Thank you for all tuning in. Talk to you next week.